in for Insight with Jack Sogler on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Sogler is being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Without further ado, here's your host, Mr. Jack Sogler.
And it is Insight without Jack Sogler tonight, so it's he's still on vacation, and we're going to have our first of our county commissioner candidates on tonight, and of course Rocker will be wrapping everything up at the end. And Mr. Schwederman, go ahead and introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right, I'm Andy Schwederman. I grew up and born and raised in the outskirts of Montezuma, southeast of there, on a dairy farm, to an insurance agent and a dairy farmer. And we currently are still milking cows. We just installed three robotic milkers back in April. And life's great with the robots. And
oh, that's really good.
Yeah,
we might talk a little bit about that too.
That
sounds interesting.
And I married to my lovely wife of 10 years, Amanda, and we have 5 kids on Earth and 1 child in Heaven. And we reside right next to the farm. And I went back in 2012. I received my auctioneer license, and also I received my real estate license. And I've been practicing real estate and auctioneering ever since then, and enjoy it a lot.
Oh, that's good. So that probably gets you talking to a lot of people then.
Yes.
You know, just trying to help people buy and sell their properties.
Correct. Yeah. It's amazing what you go through in the auctioneering real estate business. It's very personable.
Yeah.
For those you're dealing with and what you come across. So.
Yeah. So. Have you had like other jobs off the farm and things like that, factory or anything like that? Or
no, I did serve on the Soil and Water Board in Mercer County here for 9 years, from 2011 till 2020. Mm-hmm. I served as chairman a couple more times, and that was a very engaging experience, very informative experience, and I loved every minute of it.
And yeah. Probably you loved it because you learned a lot about things that you never had any clue about. Is that kind of one of the things?
Yeah. And I believe running for the county commissioner here, same thing is going to happen to me. Going into it, you know, you're kind of oblivious to what the situations are that they mm-hmm. deal with, and I know there's going to be a learning curve, and I'm open to that learning curve. And
I'm going to say, even if you went to every single meeting, you still don't know all the stuff that has to go on behind the scenes to make it work.
This is true. Very true.
So let's take a quick break. Then we'll get into all kinds of things like, why do you want to be the commissioner? And you kind of touched on that a little bit. But why are you qualified? And so we'll be back in just a minute or two.
Stop by Brick Street Tavern for some great supper specials during Lent. You can choose from a 3-piece fried pollock dinner, a 1 or 2-piece baked cod fillet dinner, or an 8-piece sauteed jumbo shrimp dinner, and all their dinners come with their salad bar and your choice of potato. And for lunch on Friday, they'll have their 2-piece fish dinner. You don't need to stand in line to get some great fish this Lenten season. Just stop into Brick Street Tavern and let their smiling faces bring your meal to you. Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canute from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to be the authorized Kloss hay and forage dealer for this part of the Midwest. Whether you need a Kloss baler, hay tool, or forage harvester, K&L Tractor is the place to go. We have the Kloss product you need and the factory-trained technicians to keep you running smooth. So remember, for all your Kloss harvesting needs, shop at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club is having a pork chop dinner on Thursday, March 14th. It's carryout only from 4 to 6, and they'll be available for pickup at the elementary preschool entrance. These pork chop dinners will be prepared by Wendell's Barbecue, and the dinner includes a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll. All proceeds benefit the FRHS SAD group and the FREA, and the tickets are only $10 each and must be purchased by Friday, March 1st from any high school SAD member, and they are also available at the high school and middle school offices. The Academic Booster Club is the group that recognizes students during our home basketball games. Get your Academic Booster tickets before March 1st for the grilled pork chop dinner at the school offices or from any SAD member, then just head out to the elementary school and drive by the preschool entrance and pick up your dinners on Thursday, March 14th between 4 and 6 p.m. And why not get a couple of extra tickets and get some dinners to put in your refrigerator for a quick meal later on.
The Mercer County Board of Elections would like to remind voters that the registration deadline for the March 19th primary election is February 20th. If you have moved, got married, or you are new to the area, you can register for the first time, or you can update your current registration by visiting VoteOhio.gov. Registration forms are also available at any local election office.
All right, we're back on Insight with Andy Schwederman, candidate for our Mercer County Commission seat that is being vacated by, I believe, Jerry Laffin. Is that correct?
Yep. This is correct, yes.
Yep. And he's retiring after a couple of terms.
I
think 8, 10? I'm not sure what it is.
A lot.
He's been around forever, and he's done a good job, and it's his turn to rest and not deal with that stuff anymore, I guess we'll call it. And so he's leaving it to some other person, and Andy Schwederman is running. And so why do you think you would be a good commissioner?
Why do I think I'd be a good commissioner? Being the fact I served on the Soil and Water, served on the Soil and Water Board for 9 years, I gained some knowledge of what the county commissioners do. Mm-hmm. And I've just always been a person to serve people. And I feel this is the next step in serving people in a better way to make a difference. And I want to be a voice for people. I want to, the biggest thing, I guess, is we have to store the faith in this county. And what I mean by that is I've been on a faith journey myself the last couple of years, and agree or disagree with me or not, the church attendance as a whole is declining. So I want to be that faith person to lean on when I head to the county commissioner's office and lead in prayer, lead people to the faith, and be a voice for them. And not only that, we need to focus on the finances, of course, and we got to make sure our finances are in the black and how we distribute the finances to the best of our ability.
Yeah, unlike the federal government, we can't just print money and say it's worth this much. We actually have to have that money to spend. The budget has to be balanced. It cannot be in the red.
That
ever
is correct.
For any reason.
Yep, yep. And maybe you can even, I don't know if there is a fund established already, but maybe to have a fund in reserve. Let's say we have a down year. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can establish a reserve so we can keep the county moving in the right direction, even on the bad years. So.
Yep, our schools try to do that as much as they can because, again, they can't print money and say that it's worth something. They can't spend money they don't have. So
that is correct. And I'm also a big, strong family man. As I said, I have five children of my own and one in heaven. And I'm pro-life. I'm pro-family. I'm pro-marriage. I'm a pro-gun, so I cross all the marks, I believe, when it comes to the most of the Mercer County values that I believe we have here in Mercer County. So I believe that's another part of what I will protect as county commissioners if there's anything that comes across to eliminate those or even trying to diminish them, that I will make sure that that does not happen.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's important. We feel, and I think rightly so in this county, that our values are what the values should be in the world and our country and our state. And, you know, we do live in God's country. It is that. I mean, you know, God smiles on us. You know, we have it pretty good. You know, we don't have a lot of the problems the rest of the world has. And like you were saying, you don't want that to go away.
Right.
Yeah.
And having an agriculture background, being a farmer, I understand that farming is the number one intake of finances in this county, and I will protect that to the tilt. And I want to make sure that every kid that has the opportunity to go in the ag world, if possible, and be that voice to them too in the ag world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, even if it's not actually on a farm, there are so much related things. Well, like Cooper Farms has a whole bunch of people. That's very much ag. Now, some of them do have farms and livestock, but a lot of them live in town and have a dog, you know. Right. So it's not, but they know what they're talking about and can help the farmers that do have, you know, either crops or the animals or whatever it might be. You know, there's a lot that can go on with that, nutrition things, and a lot of that has traditionally been in bigger cities, but a lot of that is coming very local now.
Yes, correct. Yeah, agriculture is strong in this county, and it's a blessing for us in this county to have this. And I mean, you talk to people from other counties, they love they when they come here, they see the silos, the cattle, the diversity of agriculture is big here in Mercer County. And from goats to sheep to grain farming to cattle like we're doing on our farm. And it's something that we need to keep here, and we need to understand that this is what this county is all about, and mm-hmm. to keep it going.
Yeah, that is very important. So soil and water conservation, some other things like that. Are there any other qualifications or qualities you have that you talked about your faith and your wanting to keep things going kind of the way they've always been? Any other things you want to talk about as far as qualifications? Or
I believe my real estate background and my auctioneering background, I've been open to how them or how that takes place. And you know, I understand people are frustrated with the with their taxes on the real estate taxes right now.
Yeah.
And I will just say that I'm going to try to my best of my ability to see how we can lower them.
Yeah.
Don't know if I'll be able to, but
yeah. I think it's going to take a state thing, but if enough county commissioners and city officials and other things like that put pressure on the state legislators, you know, they worked on it a little bit and didn't do anything with it. From everything I've heard, Mr. Walter is very disappointed that that didn't happen, because he knows what that does to regular people that are used to having, let's say, $1,000 a year tax bill, to all of a sudden being $1,200 or $1,800 or something like that, not quite double, but a good 30% to 50% higher, just all in 1 year. That's tough for a lot of people.
And not only just the individual house, but do you know the businesses too, the small businesses here we have in this county?
Yep.
My understanding is they took a big hit too. And, sometimes the small businesses are running on very thin margins.
Very thin, yes.
And by increasing the taxes here, it could put them under and to a point. So
might have to raise their prices, which could somebody else could compete them out of business. And it just, you know. And it's good to have somebody like yourself that's going to try to do everything they can to protect that, even if you can't directly change the tax rate. You know, you can at least work on the state to try to push that. And
yeah, just be in contact with our legislators, not yep. only locally, but state and federal, and yep. See how we can make changes to better the county here, to better help the families, and to keep the money here and let mm-hmm. them spend it how they want to spend it, rather yep. than mm-hmm. spending how the state or the government wants to spend it. So
yeah. Yeah.
And that, in turn, by paying all the taxes, that does hurt our economy, because we don't have that extra money coming back to spend in our way of helping the county.
Yeah. Know? Now, it does give more money to the schools and more money to the other entities. I'm sure the county commissioners get to use some of that. And that does help. So we get more more value from it, I guess. We were doing okay before. It'd be nice to get some more, but at the expense of every single person, basically every single landowner, property owner, being up to 30% or more. No, that isn't what you're trying to do.
And I tip my hat to the current commissioners, you know, for keeping us in the black, and it's a challenge. And
yes,
you know, we have a lot of industry, a lot of ag here, but when we come to like major highways to, you know, get citations on tickets for whatever it may be.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have the major highways to, you know, do a drug arrest
yep.
on the highways. So we're unique in that way that we do not have really a major highway. Granted, you can count State Route 29 as maybe that.
To a very small degree compared to I-70 going east and west, and I-75 going north and south.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
And I-68 or 9 or whatever that is over in Indiana going north and south. Yeah, we're kind of sheltered from a lot of that, which is very good.
Yeah, and I'd also, on that end of it, of the employees of Mercer County, you know, we have government employees, and I would have the best government employees to work here for Mercer County. And we need to find a real way to retain them. I mean, to
yes.
make sure they do not find another avenue to leave, because we want the best.
Yes.
And leave the rest. But we need to make sure they feel welcomed here, make sure they feel at home, make sure they get paid for what they do. And,
yeah.
And what major, no matter what end of it they're on, I mean, where they work at in the county.
Yeah, and a lot of times government employees, whether it's very local, township, county, city, whatever it might be, are kind of taken for granted.
Yes.
And most of the time, if they're doing their job right, you don't notice them. So, you know, we don't need them. Well, yeah, you do.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Just try it a couple of days without them. It just don't work.
Yeah.
You know, the guy that runs the water plant, the sheriff, you know, there's a lot of things that go on. What are some of the most important issues that you think we are facing here in Mercer County, either that we're already handling well or might be on the horizon to come up, or things we need to change a little bit, or what are some of those things?
Well, being that I started with Soil Water Board, you know, I got to learn the bad side, I guess you want to say, of the county, as far as, you know, water quality is mm-hmm. a big issue in the soil and water. And I'm not saying I believe we're doing a great job of doing water quality. And I'm interested to see how we can do better. You know, and there's always room for improvement. You know, I'm a person that I'm always into learning, no matter what aspect of life it is.
And yeah.
I believe you always have to be a learning person, regardless right. of what it is, so you can continue to expand not only what your knowledge is, but to help other people's knowledge grow to better serve everybody in the county.
Yeah, because even if you would happen to know every single thing there is about a subject, let's say soil and water conservation, within a year there's going to be a lot of new things come along, or discovering old things that we didn't know were there, which I think is kind of what we ignored it or didn't realize how bad it was with the lake quality. You know, in the last 10, 15, 20 years, we've finally figured out that, maybe that's where that came from, instead of just saying, well, it's, I don't know how why that's there. Maybe it's just because it was, you know, it's only fed by like a couple of little creeks or something, so the water doesn't change much. You know, that I think that's what people used to think, which is why they had that. And with extra nutrients, which all that stuff, you know, people weren't trying to do stuff. They just nobody knew. And now that we know, like you say, you're trying to make things better.
Right. And I live 2 miles from the lake, and my water that comes off our farm goes to that lake. And it's my responsibility to make sure it's the purest water that comes off the farm. And we need to make sure that the lake stays active, because the lake is very much an economic boom for us, too. Whenever there's a bloom, it basically shuts off our money coming into the area for the people or the businesses around the lake, you know. All the bars, all the restaurants, you know.
Yeah, hotels, everything. You know, boat dealers, everything. Yeah, everything is that part of the county, everything, that lake is everything to them. Even if all they do is look at it, it affects their brother or their neighbor financially if all they're doing is looking at it.
That is correct.
So everybody needs to work together, and once you... Like you said, once you got on the conservation board, a lot of stuff got learned in that time, but you learned a whole bunch of stuff the first right away. You're then as things, the knowledge progressed, you were, you know, on the bottom floor of that and kind of seeing, and, you know, if you get a chance to talk to other people and say, yeah, this is how it really goes, and this is how we prove that that is how it is, it's a good way to... You know, to make things better.
Right.
Yeah.
And right on that line, I said I'm a big family guy, and I guess one of the big tasks I'd like to accomplish while a commissioner is, you know, I asked the question to several people, what is there to do for families around Mercer County in the wintertime specifically?
Oh, yeah.
And in the wintertime, we basically have the bowling alleys.
Yeah.
Or we have movie theaters. And people may say maybe a roller rink here or there. There's not a lot going on, and what I'd like to accomplish as commissioner is to build an activity center. And what I mean by the activity center is, so what the size and scope of this or the feasibility of it would be would all be determined by a feasibility test.
Yeah.
Although, you know, on the one side, I want to put a zero entry to three or 3.5 foot pool with like a lazy river, a big slide, and maybe some swimming. Tools of some kind. And on the other side, I'd like to put an ice rink in and maybe get a little ice skating going on, or some hockey.
Yeah.
Or my favorite event, curling, you know.
Curling.
Every big lazy guy.
I love to watch that.
Curling, yes.
I'm not sure I'd want to do it, but I think that's just the neatest thing to watch.
So I seen some kids playing out on the ice when it was cold here in the last cold snap, and I was like, how awesome would it be to have an ice rink for these kids to potentially grow their skill in the county. And what if one day we get somebody that's an ice hockey player from the area?
Right.
Or what if we have a handicapped person that has physical handicap abilities that has something to do other than sit there and watch their family or their friends play?
Yeah.
And they can get into the water and play around in the water a little bit. And,
yeah.
My family and I went on my sister invited us to a place over in Worthington, Ohio. That's kind of where I got the idea from. And I just loved it because every kid from every age can be in there. And no matter what your physical or mental capacity is, you'd be able to play in this area. And
so you think that just sitting in their bedrooms playing on their phone isn't exactly what you think that all the kids should be doing?
That's what a lot of us do these days anymore, right?
And so. And the kids especially, because that's, you know, they're somehow addicted to social media, and there's always those little clickbait everywhere.
Right.
Look at this.
And the citizens of Fort Recovery and Mercer County may be asking, well, how do we pay for some activity center like this? And, you know, that's a learned activity you have to do, too. You know, first we'll probably try by maybe private donations.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll also look into some grants possibility. And worst case scenario, we'll have to go to the voters and see if we can get something done. As far as where it's located, like I said, it depends on the feasibility test of where to put it.
Yeah.
You know, we wanted to have access to not only everybody from Mercer County, but if we bring people from outside the county in to spend a few dollars,
yeah,
to, and then maybe they get some food on the way out, or they go to do a little shopping while they're here swimming or ice skating or whatever.
Sales tax has been a big deal, and the if they would stay the hotel tax. I don't know the technical term for it, but there's a hotel tax that that funds a lot of things, and that sounds like a really interesting idea that would need a it probably when and if you get elected in November, it won't be open in January.
Right.
That'll take
right.
a long
it'll take time.
Yeah.
It'll take my fellow commissioners, if elected, to come along with this process too, and to make sure that they're on board with it. And I want to make sure the citizens of Mercer County are on board with it too. And I wouldn't do it if they were not on board.
Yep.
But if you think about it, traveling to an ice skating rink, even, how far do you have to go? You got to go to Hobart down in the Troy area, or you have to go to Fort Wayne.
Yep.
And we're not familiar with ice skating around here.
Right.
Because we don't have an area to do other than the big watering hole.
And some people do have a lake that they do stuff on, but it's not, that's not like that. That's pond ice. That's not rink ice. And I'm no ice skater, but I understand there's a monstrous amount of difference between the ice that's been zambonied or whatever. And, let's just brush the snow off and we'll play. We'll go ice skating, and there's bumps and stuff. So let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll do some more with Andy Schwederman, candidate for our Mercer County Commissioner, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is now hiring in their service and parts departments. Hull Brothers sells and services both farm equipment and lawn and garden equipment. Full-time employees enjoy generous wages, health insurance, paid vacations, 401k contributions, annual bonuses, and more. Since 1896, Hull Brothers has served area farmers with skilled and dedicated employees. Consider joining the Hull Brothers team. Apply today at Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery.
If you're looking for great food at great prices, just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274. They have sandwiches, fried goodies, subs, salads, wraps, and of course their famous pizza and wings. Everybody can get what they want. Just call them and drive through and pick it up. And be sure to stop in on Fridays at lunch for their famous pizza and wing buffet. Make Miracle Lanes your number one spot for great food. Be sure to put their number in your phone and just call them whenever you're hungry. 419-375-4274. On Monday, April 8th, Fort Recovery will be in the center of the path of a rare solar total eclipse, and our public library will be giving out free solar eclipse glasses to the public on Saturday, March 2nd, from 9 a.m. to noon. Just drive through the alley beside our library from Forsyth Street, and you'll be able to get up to 4 pairs of the solar eclipse glasses per family, so you can safely view the once-in-a-lifetime full eclipse. There won't be another total eclipse here in Ohio for 75 years, so be sure you're ready to safely view this one. Watching the eclipse without adequate eye protection can cause temporary or even permanent eye damage. Sunglasses are not proper eyewear for directly viewing the eclipse. All the libraries in Mercer County will be distributing 40,000 pairs of free solar eclipse glasses on Saturday, March 2nd, and here in Fort Recovery, you can get yours by just driving through the alley by the library, enter from Forsyth Street, anytime between 9 a.m. and noon. If you're unable to get there that day, the glasses will be available at all of the county's libraries during regular library hours while supplies last.
everyone. The Wendolene Sports Club will again be having their popular all-you-can-eat fish fry every Friday night from 4:30 to 7:30. Along with their famous freshly cooked fish, they have french fries, salad, and several other great side dishes. Bring the whole family. Come early, stay late. Meet your friends at the Wendolene Sports Club every Friday evening during Lent for their all-you-can-eat fish fry. Great food, great company. Wendolene Sports Club's fish fry every Friday during Lent from 4:30 to 7:30.
Welcome back to Insight, and we're here with Mercer County Commissioner candidate Andy Schwederman. And so the economy in Mercer County, we touched on it a little bit. Where do we stand? What would we need to do to make things better? Or do you think we're in pretty good shape? And just
the biggest challenge in Mercer County is we have a lot of employment, but we don't have a lot of employees. And I challenge people sometimes, you know, we have to do an assessment on viable jobs versus viable people to work in this county and even the surrounding counties. And why are we welcoming chain stores in here? And granted, I understand they're owned by local people, but we need to support local businesses. Yeah. We need to support local businesses to the best of our ability. And
yes,
if we have these chain stores coming in and taking jobs away from these small businesses, people that can, that need help, you know, that's my biggest question is the Mercer County people is, do we keep bringing them chain stores in here? And, you know, is it a good thing for the county? Is it helpful or is it hurtful? Mm-hmm. And I would say
some of the smaller ones, you know, that's one thing, but, and I don't know or care if people agree with me, but I very much disliked when Walmart came in, and it did to some degree here, but in lots of places, the local hardware store shuts down, the local clothing store shuts down, all of these small businesses shut down, and everybody goes to Walmart, and they might save some money, but probably don't save much. And, you know, Walmart came in saying, buy American, we're 100% U.S. And within 3 years of them hitting Mercer County, they had nothing in the store made in America except maybe a Hershey bar.
Right.
You know.
And a lot of them chain stores, you know, they're not the ones supporting our schools. They're not
right.
the athletic events. They're not as personable as a local business owner
right.
is. They're,
yeah.
You know, I just had a recent purchase from a local business here, and, you know, it was amazing how personable they were and how fast they got my product in here. And,
yeah.
You know, you don't get that with chain stores sometimes
right.
where you get something done.
Yeah, you have a neighbor that you're talking to.
Right.
This would have been more than 5 years ago. The person who at that time owned our local grocery store, you know, we were talking about some things like that. And he said, between FFA, Little League, this, people come in and asking for money, and they're all great causes. $13,200 the year before mm-hmm. that he gave to local causes. You know, people expect you to do that, but in return, you should expect to go to their store and buy products from them.
Right.
And had a conversation with somebody just the other day about they had bought an appliance of some sort at one of the chain stores, one of the big box stores, and they had a problem. So they called the local people that fix things, say Moran's, Ray's Refrigeration, Busher's, there's a bunch of them around here. And they don't have time to do that, and they service what they sell. And then, you know, they said, well, how am I supposed to get it fixed? Not our problem. You didn't buy it from us. If you buy it from us, we help you. And so I asked that person that are talking about their brother or somebody. So how much did they save? $50 off of the price of the stove or whatever it was. And now they're going to have to pay somebody to come from Lima or Fort Wayne or Dayton that does service anything and everything, and that's going to be an extra $100 right there. So you lost money dealing with a complete stranger, and you can't get anything done. You're extremely inconvenienced, where if you had bought it from like Brockman's that was here in Fort Recovery, or Ray's in Coldwater, or Stroll's Appliances over in Portland, or somebody local, they'll be there that day.
Right.
They'll come
right.
take care of you.
Right.
It's important to them. Lowe's doesn't care. They couldn't care less.
Right.
They have their money.
And on the farm, we deal with a lot of local businesses, and it's great, the 24-hour services they offer. You know, not every chain store can give you that 24-hour service. Yeah. You know, for example, your plumber or your electrician, if you have a issue in the middle of the night, you know, they're going to drop everything they have, and they're going to get to your house whenever you're to the farm or the business or whatever it may be to help you out. And I just tip my hat to them, because it takes a lot away. And having robots now, the robotic milkers, I'm kind of on the 24-hour call list now too, because you know, if a robot has a problem in the middle of the night, so I kind of understand that more of what these small businesses do to drop everything, because you know, you can be in the middle of your nice sleep.
Yeah.
And now you got to get up and help somebody in a time of need. So
yeah. So just real quick, just tell us real quick about what the robot milkers, what is that? How does it work? And not that it has anything to do with the county commission. But
right. And you know, someday maybe it can be a tourist attraction to our farm, you know, that we can bring local residences to see a robotic milker work. And what it is basically is just, you know, with any other kind of business that has robots, it milks the cows for you. And we bring feed to the robot to get them into the robot. But at the end of the day, their main job of the robot is just to milk the cow. And what it does for the farmer, it just gives them the ability to adjust their time to different activities. Not saying you're going to be in the barn less or be able to, you know, free up time. Although if I want to go out to hot date with my wife on a Friday night or Saturday night, and at 5 o'clock or 4 o'clock, whatever you name it, or maybe I want to catch a football game or a basketball game that's local or further away, you know, I have the ability to drop stuff and go. Yeah, where before I had to, you know,
somebody had to be there.
Somebody had to be there to
cows need milk.
Cows do need milk. So that's the biggest difference, and I say with the robots, is just freeing your time. And I believe with the county commissioner, if I become county commissioner, that's something that, you know, I won't be able to, I will have more free time to do more county commissioner activities, you know, since I don't have a set time to be at a certain place at a certain time.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. So I'm glad we got into that at least a little bit.
Yeah.
And if anybody needs to know, they can contact Andy and maybe get a tour.
Yeah, so, I love showing them off. I do love showing them off.
That's good. That's awesome. So we were talking about economy.
Yeah. Else I like to talk about is, you know, most, and I was, this is brought up to me the last time I was running, there's some homeless people in Mercer County.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's the housing market in Mercer County, especially in the MAC area. I'm talking sports here, MAC League. You know, the houses are expensive, in my opinion, and they don't last long on the market. So
no, and renting, you know, apartments, duplexes, renting an existing house, you know, that's, you know, people, the people that own them aren't necessarily charging a whole bunch. Even if they are, somebody's grabbing them.
Right.
You know, you can't rent anything. You can't build anything because all the builders are 2 years out.
Right.
You know, we need to get our young people back here, and we worked for a long time to get them back here, and it's happening, and now we don't have any place for them to live.
That's right. Right. And, you know, some of us farmers, we don't like to let our farmland go because, you know, there's only one. You don't get any more acres.
Right.
And we need to find places for these people to live. And, you know, if we have all these job availabilities and we don't have the people living here to work them jobs because they don't have ability to house around here, you know, when Crown and some other businesses are taking people and trucking them in here to work at their businesses. It's kind of a sad picture. Like we don't have enough people here to work. And I wanted to figure out how we can maybe use some county ground, or maybe establish some areas where we can have some cheap housing, or build some different complexes or duplexes.
And you talked about the homeless. We had Hand Up Village on, I'm going to say 2 months ago, maybe, talking about what they do. They have, I think, maybe a dozen houses. I can't remember exactly what it is. They're doing what they can do, but they're only able to take care of 25 people. Right. And most of us think there can't be 25 homeless people in Mercer County, but there are a number more than that, according to those guys, and they obviously have had contact with a lot of people that need help. And that's an important thing. Take care of the people that really are in need. Yeah. Down on their luck, whatever it might be. There's a thousand things plus, and that's not even the ones that are dealing with the people that are having halfway houses for drug rehabilitation. That's a whole different thing too, which definitely is a need. But so,
and the cost of food and clothing and everything is skyrocketing. Yep. And, sometimes the house payment's like on the back burner because you got to feed your family.
Yeah.
Or you have to pay the electric bill or whatever it is. So,
and health insurance and on,
right. How can we help people find a home in the county and establish a place of residence and a place to call home?
Yeah.
Because everybody likes to go home. So what can we do to do that?
Yeah. And it's important. And, we need to figure that out. And the commissioners, may be able to come up with some good plans. Either they can coordinate or do something with, that type of thing. Anything else we want to try to touch on that we haven't hit? I know we've been kind of jumping around stuff a little bit, but
I just want people to realize that I'm a family man and in and out. If you talk to my wife and kids, and I like to do family stuff, and we support local businesses, eating places, and buying stuff from local businesses. And also, like I said, we can have more activities around here to help out these families to do something rather than sitting in their house and playing on their phones, as you said.
Let's take a one last break, and we'll come back and kind of go over the main points of why you think you would be the best person to be on our Mercer County Commissioner group, and we'll just take another quick break and be back in just a little bit.
There's one guarantee in business, and that is that you can never predict the future. Hi, I'm Amanda Segrist with Fort Recovery Insurance. Lots of unpredictable things happen in business. The economy might take a U-turn, or that guy from down the road might take a U-turn into your front door. From a commercial insurance package to a commercial umbrella policy, we can make sure you are covered for the unpredictable. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at www.fortrecoveryinsurance.com.
You can't predict the future. Well, except that Ohio weather is unpredictable, and sometime in the future, you will lose power. Of course, with the Generac automatic standby generator from Reasoner Energy, you're covered. And for added predictability, now through October 8th, get a free 10-year warranty with your purchase of a Generac automatic standby generator. That's a $1,035 value. Terms and conditions apply. A predictable future is in your hands. Call for details, Reasoner Energy, 419-678-4858.
Wayne IGA has you covered for Lent. Their Fish Fry Fridays are back with their great fish ready to go back in their deli on Ash Wednesday and every Friday during Lent. You can get their fish as dinners with two sides or get it by the pound. Either way, you'll have delicious fish without the hassle. And you can call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. It's freshly breaded and fried all throughout the day, so stop by and and get some of their great fish, available in bulk or dinners with your choice of several sides. Just stop in and grab some back at their deli or call ahead at 375-2865 and they'll have it ready to go when you get there. Wayne IGA Fish Fridays are back during Lent. Get in there and get you some. The basketball broadcast coming up the rest of this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the Lady Indians will host New Knoxville in a varsity-only game starting at 7 o'clock. And will simulcast WPGW for the game with their audio also on the NFHS video. And it will be senior night for girls basketball. Friday, the boys will play at New Knoxville. That will be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with Brian Patch and Jordan Winter. There will be no NFHS video. The only video available will be through NK Telco. Saturday, the boys will travel down to New Madison to take on the Tri-Village Patriots. We'll simulcast WPGW for the varsity game, and the NFHS video will not be available. Get out and support our Indians teams this weekend, but if you just can't get to the games in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Mercer County Board of Elections would like to remind voters that absentee voting by mail begins on February 21st, and you need to submit an application that will be verified before your ballot is mailed. Applications are available on the Board of Elections website, or you can request that one be sent to you by calling the election office at 419-586-2215. The deadline to request a mail ballot is Tuesday, March 12th.
Okay, we're back here on Insight, and we've been talking with Andy Schwederman, and we were just discussing a few other things off the air. But what else do you want to touch on, and then we can kind of go back over some of the main points.
Well, what differentiates me from the other candidates running? To be honest with you, I believe either one of them could do a good job, and. You know, I bring a wide scale range of different backgrounds, you know, from my real estate world to the farming world to just being a part of the Soil and Water Board. You know, that taught me a lot. And I just want to bring that to the office and see where I can go with it, you know, to be a voice in them different areas. And I guess that's what differentiates me from mm-hmm. the other candidates.
Okay. Yep. Some of the experiences you had. We've talked about several things. Are there some big points you want to kind of go back and emphasize again?
We just need to keep the economy strong. Whatever that takes is mm-hmm. what I will defend. I mean, we need to keep small business here, and I do love what's going on downtown Salina, and. It's great to see that they're rebuilding and how we can keep them going. You know, here in Fort Recovery, you know, we still have local business here, and every small town has a lot of small businesses that are still booming, and we need to keep that alive and keep it well. And like I said before, we need to restore the faith. How do we get people back to church? How do we get people to believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit and all that greatness? You know, being that I became a recent, avid, not every day, weekly mass goer, but I go there pretty often, and I'm to the point now where I almost feel like I'm missing something if I don't go to mass during that day. So mm-hmm. I want to be that person to lean on when it comes to hard times and prayer, and I don't intend to make any decisions unless I sit there and I think about it and I ask myself, what would God do? And you can frown upon that, but at the end of the day, we're serving God, and this country is born on Christian Today of principles, and you can agree or disagree with me that they're no longer part of this country. And, you know, you look in the federal government, even in the state, you know, there's a lot of issues that, you know, when they were founded on, they're no longer part of that. And I want to make sure that the Mercer County citizens realize that I'm going to keep that here, that, you know, like I said, pro-life, pro-gun, pro-family. And protect that with all my might that I'm able to, and be guided by the Holy Spirit whenever I'm leading, and wherever that may take us, God only knows. But if we're letting Him lead, life's a lot easier. Yeah. I do know that.
Yep.
Than my short life here on Earth.
Yep. So, again, you want to just go back to where we, I guess, where we started, in case somebody missed it earlier. Tell us about your family and jobs you've had.
Well, I have a wife of 10 years, and we've been married in the great big town of Montezuma, you know, the one stoplight towns, which one of the great parts of Mercer County, too, is just everybody loves each other so much here in this county.
Yeah. And except on the basketball and the football.
Right.
Other than that.
and there's no greater feeling when you go other places around the state and you hear people talking about your schools, how competitive we are and how good we are at education and how we keep this education going. You know, is there ways to better the education? You know, I'm just getting, I have two kids in school starting out here. You know, how do we, you know, for instance, on the financial side, checkbooks, balancing a checkbook, you know, is that taught in school? I don't know.
A lot of the schools are not. A lot of people are advocating for, let's get that back in the schools. People don't know how to do anything.
Right. Balancing checkbook, how to help kids be financially secure. You know, I've been a CCD teacher for the last 15, 20 years, and you might think it's off-the-wall teaching, but, you know, I try to teach the aspects of life to my CCD students, and because I want them prepared for life. You know, we don't get that in school, you know. Just even along the lines of, you know, the way you do dishes or the way you do laundry, you know, the simple stuff out there that you know, you don't think of. Insurance-wise, I mean, how many of us are educated on insurance when we come out of high school?
Yeah.
Or maybe investing your money, you know?
Well, most people I found, not most people, a lot of the younger people especially, what they know about insurance is what they saw on TV. Save $15 a month. And that, you know, that's okay if your only concern is how to pay the premiums. Your real concern should be what happens when you have a claim. You're going to sit on hold for 2 hours to talk to somebody that doesn't know any more about it than you do. If you have a local insurance agent and you're talking about local, that local guy, you really need that local insurance agent that knows you. You call them, say, I had a car accident or this happened. We'll take care of it, and you're done.
Right.
You know, you don't have to do anything else.
Right.
That guy takes care of you or that lady takes care of you, and you're done. So if you saved $15 every month, which you probably didn't anyway.
Right.
You know, even if you did save some... Is your time worth anything and your aggravation from talking to somebody that has no idea how to handle your claim and probably will mess it up?
Right. And then getting back to that, too, you know, our kids, I want every kid to participate in an extracurricular program, you know, whether it be a FFA, a 4-H, you know, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts,
chess club.
Yeah. I mean, whatever it may
football,
be. I mean, I have a daughter that's an artist. And I mean, how can we get an artist league started around here to draw pictures and stuff? And,
yeah.
I just want every kid involved, being the family guy that I am. How do we get all the kids involved if they want to? Grant, we have a great fair. I believe we have probably one of the best ones in the state. And kudos to Kara and her team over there for what they're doing. And I appreciate all the changes they make every year. You know, it's not, you go to some of these fairs, it's the same old fair. Same set up the same way. They do the same stuff.
Yep.
7 days in a row and you leave. And I appreciate how she keeps changing it up. And, how we keep getting the kids involved and, you know, it just drawing their interest. You know, if we bring something to the fair to show these kids, you know, you can do this job as a real life job if you'd like to.
Yeah.
And give them another opportunity. You know, we don't see that all the time here in Mercer County because we live in our own little area, you know, to be a marine biologist or, you know, whatever it may be, you know, a dog trainer and all these different activities that they bring to the fair, you know, it's fun. And I want every kid to be involved in all them activities. And maybe we can establish some kind of fund to, if it's money is why these kids aren't in these programs. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a fund we can establish to try to help them be a part of it and participate and maybe feel like they're they're needed in this area.
Right, and appreciated.
That's appreciated.
A big deal. So, anything else you want to cover? I think we went over everything, didn't we?
I believe we did. I mean, I just want to support the families in this county. I want to support the kids. I want to keep it going. Like we discussed too, you know, for several years we've had great people leading this county, and I want to be another great leader for the county. And I want to be a voice. I want to be someone to call, to contact for any reason. Mm-hmm. And let's address any issue that's come to your mind that you believe is beneficial to the county. And let's keep it going. Let's keep it going in the right direction.
Awesome. Well, we appreciate it. We've been talking with Andy Schwederman, one of the candidates for Mercer County Commissioner. And we will be talking to the other two candidates, David Penno on March 6th and Brian Miller on March 13th. Next week, we're hoping to have some of the science teachers from school talking about the eclipse. The following Wednesday, we have our boys' first basketball tournament game. So we have Mr. Schwederman on tonight, and 2 weeks we won't have him. And then the following 2 weeks will be the other commissioner candidates. Thanks a lot for stopping in.
Yeah, God bless you, and have a great evening.
Thanks. We appreciate it. We'll be back with Rocker and his This Day in Pop Culture.
It's Pop Culture Notes.
All right. Okay. Back in just a couple minutes.
Fors Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Fors, or Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Fors Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Fors Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Stroll Appliance and Electronics has GE appliances in stock and ready for your home. Strolls has GE washers and dryers, dishwashers, refrigerators, ranges, freezers, and microwaves. For instance, get a GE 14 cubic foot frost-free upright freezer for $699, save $150. And Strolls now carries the all-new GE Nugget ice makers, so you'll never be short on ice. That's Stroll Appliance and Electronics, 1513 North Meridian Street in Portland, serving the Jay and Mercer areas for 84 years.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. I believe firmly in two things. The little things mean a lot, and to be great, you have to be practicing certain tasks, OADB, on a daily basis. That's why farmers, when thinking about your 2023 and 2024 operating monies, come see me for the best value in the market, because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice having a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See me for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
The Fort Recovery Education Association, FREA, is sponsoring a winter reading program for students in all grades. The program runs from Friday, February 2nd through Wednesday, February 28th, and here's how it works. For every 100 books that are checked out by our students at our public library in February, the FREA will donate one book to the school library and one to the public library. The more books our students read, the more books the two libraries earn, so take your students up to our library during February and check out lots of books. It's going to be cold outside, so that'll give them plenty of chances to read extra books and help out our libraries. That's the FREA's winter reading program all through February. For every 100 books checked out at our public library by our students, the FREA will donate a book to the school library and one to our public library.
Welcome back to Insight, and we were speaking with Andy Schwederman, one of the candidates for Mercer County Commissioner. This will be in the Republican primary on March 19th, and now we're going to Randy Rocker Bonvillain. So what's our subject?
It's pop culture notes.
Notes.
We just kind of condense everything all in one false swoop.
Okay. So, what are we talking about?
1991, Silence of the Lambs comes out on Valentine's Day. It's kind of an odd movie for a Valentine's Day release.
Yeah, not a romantic movie.
No, a little.
I've never seen it.
low on the level of cannibalism.
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Yep. Did you see it?
Quite a few times.
Oh.
Yeah.
You didn't get creeped out enough the first time. You had to go do it the next 20 times. Is still okay?
I had to watch him more for Jodie Foster.
Okay. Okay. I guess I should have known that.
2005, YouTube is launched. That's kind of helped. That's kind of helped my afternoons.
That's that music group from Ireland, isn't it?
YouTube.
Yeah.
Not YouTube.
Oh. I thought they came out before that.
I thought Bill was gone. Neil, was you a fan of Jack Benny?
Yes.
Today would have been his birthday. You would guess how old he would have been?
I would guess he would be 140 something.
You're close. 130. He died in a rough year. You had Elvis, Bing Crosby, and him.
Oh.
And Groucho Marx.
Oh. That was a terrible year.
77, yes.
That's 1977, yeah. Right? Oh, okay.
And even though I don't get no money to plug this movie, and yet I still am.
Okay.
The other movie that's actually coming out this year on Valentine's Day, out today actually, One Love, the Bob Marley biography.
Yep.
Once again, bad marketing on that one. I would have shoved that back to 420. That'd been more perfect.
Yep, that's the, for some reason, that's the marijuana number.
somebody messed up there. We got our usual area birthdays.
Oh boy.
Tuesday.
It's not my birthday. Did you know that?
Yes, I kind of figured that out.
Okay.
Tuesday, we have Dan Stallman and Ann Gukabiller.
All right.
Big fan of Dan, are you?
I wouldn't say big fan. I know him very well and talk to him lots of times. Should I be a fan of his?
Well, he needs some.
Well, yeah, I'd definitely help him out if he needs something.
Wednesday, we got Austin Brackman, or I guess today, Austin Brackman and Pat Guggenbiller.
Pat Guggenbiller, that's two pretty good people.
Yes. And then tomorrow, or Friday, I should say, Bonnie Bergman.
Bonnie's an awesome person.
She's a low-key gal.
We like her.
And then, my favorite, everybody's favorite part, the citizen of the day.
Is it me again?
No. Dang it, you missed it out again.
Is it Harold?
Nope.
It's Andy Schwiederman.
And Becca Wood.
Oh.
Our new business owner.
Yep. Yeah.
And I've drank a lot of coffee, by the way.
From her place?
Yes.
Or just a lot of coffee?
Just a lot of both.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes. That
did
is
you,
awesome.
Did you get one?
I ain't got one yet.
Me either. I've heard awesome. They were good. You got one? Did you get one?
Yes. I've had a couple of them.
Probably one
not,
right
not
after
today,
the other.
Not today, though. Not today, though.
Oh. Why not? Oh, Ash Wednesday.
Stay with me.
Yep.
Neil.
Yep.
Once again, Sports Talk's following us.
You're all done?
Yes, I'm trying to get these boys on time for once. Well,
they're going to be all messed up. I think Bubba went home, took a nap. He's going to come back in 10 minutes.
Well, it's the old evening quickie.
Yep. Okay.
Well, you ready, Harold?
Yeah.
All right.
I'll hand my seat over to Harold and yep. Sports Talk time.
We'll take a break. Be back with Sports Talk in just a couple of minutes.
Thank you for staying tuned to It Right with Mr. Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you.